just more music, more things happening to keep my interest. So what I did was I just sped it up a little bit. I got some new interviews with Jeff Baham, and I added some interviews.
Who's Jeff?
Jeff is the founder of DoomBuggies.com. He's
And how far did you have to drive to go to see Jeff?
Oh, about 6 hours, 7 hours.
Up in San Jose.
He was in San Jose, yeah.
So you had to drive to San Jose to go get an interview.
Yeah.
And did I give you any help for that?
Did you know what? No, you did send me that email, which was very helpful, actually.
Good, about 7 in the morning.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going
to
send it or not.
Did you get the
email
password?
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Actually,
quiet, Brian.
Sorry.
One day, I don't know. You sent me an email about maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes before the
shoot.
Interview.
Good.
But it was good. I got it. No, it was very helpful. So we got that done. So, you know, I just did as much creative stuff as I could.
And how was Jeff? How was he a cool guy?
He was very cool, yeah.
Did you go to his website beforehand, the DoomBuggies.com deal?
Yeah, I checked it out, made sure I knew what was going on with that.
That's cool.
Very cool, so...
Nice, and then you went up to see him, and I know he showed you his big collection of stuff.
Yeah, he had a room, basically, almost as big as this room, just full of...
Of Haunted Mansion.
All kinds of Disneyland stuff. Half of it was Haunted Mansion, the other half was other random stuff that he had just kind of around.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good, and then so then you got his interview, and then who else did come into the studio that I was so nice to help out with?
Oh, Liana came in.
Yeah, Liana came in. I was there for that interview, right?
You were not there.
Oh, I was not there. That's right. I wasn't there for that one either. Shoot.
You missed, I think you missed Noah's, too.
What went on with Liana? What happened with her?
Me and Liana, we talked about the 10th anniversary celebration that went on.
Oh, that's cool.
And we got some good information about that, some good stories.
Get some ice.
And it was fun. Yeah, it was good. It's good.
Yeah, and then who else came in?
Noah Korda came in.
Who's Noah?
He founded Bats Day.
Does anybody know what Bats Day is? Have you ever heard of that, Bob? Bats Day?
Yeah.
Bats Day is who knows what Bats Day is? Give the microphone to them to tell us about Bats Day. Over there.
Bats Day would be the gothic day for all the people who like to dress goth and be of that lifestyle.
They all dress in black. Yeah.
And they all come dressed in black and leather coats on usually the middle of summer.
Yeah,
on
the hottest day you can.
And sweat profusely, but all the cast members say they're the most polite of any day of any of the guests that come on an average basis.
Huh.
That when you look at them, you think, oh, God, but they're actually extremely polite.
Because they're very pale, and they have a lot of, like, black on.
Black
and
on,
chains,
eye makeup chains.
Chains, the guys
rings,
wear eye makeup. Yep,
and,
lots of piercings.
Tattoos
but.
And stuff, but they're extremely polite. So the cast members actually like that day because they're so polite. Yeah,
yeah, they're good guys. Yeah. They're actually really bright on computers. You have... Bob seen it? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Wait, give this to Bob. Give the mic to Bob. Bob knows about this. Bob's seen it. Have you seen that, Bob?
I didn't know that was their proper name, but I've
bats.
Always looked at them as the Goths.
Yes.
And I've been down there with family.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking at everybody, and people are saying, well, who are those people? And I says, this is a very special kind of a work-in themed group of people.
Right.
You know, Disney is like show, you know, inside the berm. It's all show. I think if Walt Disney was here today, he'd walk around and says, when did we hire these folks? they're really pretty good. Look at, you know, look at the makeup is great.
Yeah.
And again, they're very polite because it's like, these are not people that rag on people. These are people that will bring their art and come to Disneyland and really do a really, really nice job. And I think all the guests that go to Disneyland, after a couple of minutes, they look and they say, you know, they are very, very interesting. You know, who are these folks?
Yeah.
And somebody says, they pay to get in here.
Give it back to Andy. So, Andy, tell us the rest. Tell us the rest of the story. So, you interviewed, we had already had, obviously, Rolly Crump's interview, Alice Davis, Thurl Ravenscroft, Bob Gurr. We had Exotencio already. And then you added Noah, and you added Liana, and you added Jeff. And then you added
Harriet Burns, and Blaine Gibson.
Harriet just passed away, so she just got added to the Haunted Mansion.
Right.
And then Blaine Gibson, and then you added some other guy, Tony somebody.
Tony
that?
Baxter.
Tony Baxter.
Tony Baxter.
Good. And how does he fit into the DVD?
He gives a good backstage presence.